So let me get this straight. Because social media isn't enough, you got technological companies that want to push all sorts of new technology on us that keeps us, one, online all the time, but also keeps us trackable under surveillance of other people. At the same time, you expect us to live wholesome, happy lives? Man, hell no to that sh. Anyway, welcome to the J-Med Show here on
K360 Red.
How's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome to another endeavor of the Monster Fest here at J360 Radio, or J360 TV, if you will. As I gave off in my last report, that we are going to be doing J360 Radio for a little bit until November 16th of this year. And then we'll start doing things full video on this program. And like I say, I'm gearing up for it. Things are really, really starting to take shape, not to mention we are still deep within the Monster Fest, so I've been looking at a lot of crazy stuff lately. I'll tell you one thing, though, like, you know, some have been stellar this year outside of last year's, where there was a lot of average horror films, but there was a lot of great ones this time around. And not to mention, like, I saw one where there was this young boy, and, you know, he was in a twist where, you know, he kept coming to this asylum every single time. And it turns out that, you know, he wasn't going to that asylum as a student. He was going to that asylum because his parents put him in there and thinking that his grandmother was still alive, but apparently she wasn't. And then, you know, that's not even the first twist of it all. Like, the more and more in depth that it comes in there, the more you start to realize that there's more to this than it seems. Because why would parents want to subject their children through some wild stuff outside of real world examples? Because I know there are times where people don't have good parents, but this particular kid did. And you know, like, the more you realize it, the more he started to remember who he was and everything else outside of the drugs they were trying to administrate to him, that there was really nothing wrong with him. There was something wrong with them. Those weren't his parents. Those were his doctors trying to keep him indoctrinated because the kid was a student and he saw that the hospital was doing illicit means to the patients and managed to kill one of them by administering too much of the sedative drug. And you know what? They didn't want the word to get out, so they went ahead and they made him a patient instead. Isn't that fucked up? You know? I mean, like, sometimes, you know, you when it comes to certain institutions in even this country or worldwide, there are moments where, like, you know, they're supposed to be there for your care, they're supposed to be there for your health, and then you come realize, like, the notes and a lot of the things that go on with certain institutions ain't all that is cracked up to be. Some of that stuff is just PR at best, and at worst, you know, they do whatever they want to do to you, because who's going to believe a mental patient, right? You know, a mental student, maybe. But a mental patient? No. We can do whatever we want to do at that point. Which is why, like, sometimes you think about the ones that are in those asylums and all. Some of them need treatment and care. But then there are some of them that might be victims. And as we're talking about this, you know, there are things in place that do extend their mandate. So, you know, you might want to be careful about a few things. Even though this kid did turn the tables on him and managed to stop one crazy doctor from trying to inject him with the sedative and all. And then she, well, I think the actress really went over the top. But, you know, she started to convulse and drool out and say, it feels good. I was like, damn, you made that in a lab. That was something made under your watch, hon. You knew it was bad. And then the male doctor that was going after the young boy, he was a real jerk, man. You could tell he didn't give a damn about anything. He just cared about his reputation. But I liked it when the kid said, and he said, I don't need help, you sick bastard, you do. And then turned the tides on him, and then the orderlies took the male doctor away along with everybody else in sight of it because they saw the illegal measures that went down. That is wicked, right? Well, you know, you can actually catch that story on Tubi because it is a part of the movie called The Hunter's Anthology. And it was like the third story, and it dealt with the kid named William on there. You see, the hunter and the Hunter's Anthology, he in the connecting story was on the hunt for a demon. So he managed to stop this train carrying six passengers on it, and each one had a story that, you know, we got to see because he would look into their soul and see exactly what they were experiencing or running away from. And it was really cool when you found out like who the main demon was in the story, because that of course is the twist. And as for an anthology series, I'm all for it, because this time of the year it's great to catch all things horror, but at the same time it is also great to catch anthology series, and I'm looking forward to them making more of it because it was quite good, and everybody who played a role in it did a great job. Of course, there was always that story where, you know, someone confronted a charlatan too, such as a spirit medium encountering a fortune teller and managed to getting the fortune teller to pay for all of her crimes by using her skill set against her. That one was really well done. In addition to, like, a married couple finding out that there was a demon haunting their building and the situation they had to go through in order to just stop that demon. And then there was a sad one that was a love story-based one. And I'm going to tell you this, though. You know, as we all know, self-esteem can be a real pain in the ass if you have it on the low scale. Because, see, you know, there are people out there who go through traumatic times in their life and then they grow out of it physically, but mentally they're still there. And this young man went through it because he went through a very rough upbringing. Adolescence wasn't kind to him, if it was ever kind to any of us, but it wasn't kind to him that he got so bogged down in self-doubt he would not ask out this young lady that he was attracted to. And then, you know, you come find out he would go all the way to, like, a potions area to buy, not a love potion, because it doesn't exist in any universe, but he bought a lust potion, which, you know, lust is not love, people. I mean, like, if you look into things that we lust over and we always try to go after, you'll have to realize there's a fine line between love and obsession. And you see, the thing about it is, when he went with this lust potion, the lady even told him that if he went about it, it would not give him anything but pain. But, you know, he wanted that instant gratification, so what he went ahead and did was he took the potion, poured it into coffee for the girl. The girl drunk it, so it goes to show, like, you know, you really can't feel anything for him, because technically he is drugging the girl to get what he wants. But you see, as it went and took place, the girl reciprocated, and you know what? It was something good going on and on and on, you know? You know? Like, they would be doing it everywhere. And I do mean everywhere. Because in the next few scenes, our boy was not exactly satisfied. He was getting closer to looking like how Al Bundy did in that one episode where Peg kept going at him, and it's like his hair was all gray and he was unkempt. Like his estrogen was all sorts of messed up. I mean, you know, it was a wild episode. But going back to this story, though, he was looking worn out. And you see, he said he couldn't go through it no more, so he told his friend about it. He's like, why don't you just tell her? And it was like, he didn't want to lose her as his love. But then again, it wasn't really love, it was lust, right? And then we come find out, like, when he confronted the girl and try to tell her exactly what it was, she wasn't affected by it at all. Matter of fact, she gave him a potion and brought all of that out. So he pretty much was the mark. And of course, he got pissy about it. You know how it is. The double standard comes into play. It's like, I'm supposed to drug you, not you drugging me. Like, why did you do this? And then, you know, after all that stuff went down, and he denied her because he was the one that was enchanted, right? She took a knife, and she could not take it and wiped herself out. Which is what the lady said, that this would give him nothing but pain, and that was the last thing he saw before he got away to encounter the hunter and all the other passengers. And, you know, like, when I looked at that, I was like, that was really, really well done. You know, a good spin on the old, be careful what you wish for story. Not to mention, the Twilight Zone did a rendition of that a long time ago, which was called The Chaser. And if you have not seen that episode, I would like to say, any of you lovelorn people out there, you know, sometimes wishing just doesn't work. You know, sometimes, like, it's okay for it to not work out because that person's only perfect in your head. You know, if you have to go through all sorts of hell, if you have to go through things that are even more, let's just say this, even more treacherous than, well, not treacherous, let's just say tedious. A lot more tedious than, say, like, the Olympics qualifying run. That relationship is not worth it. All right, you don't need to be in no damn initiation to be with somebody. You don't need to be doing all these little fetch quests and, you know, first level video game challenges in order to win somebody over, okay? I mean, we're not 7 years old, we're not kids, you know, kids do wild things anyway, but it's like this, even some kids out there realize, well, something just isn't worth it, you know? So you gotta understand those kind of things, especially when it comes to using potions, magic spells, hexes, haints, and all that stuff. It's just not gonna work. And if it does work, well, let me just tell you this. That's something for y'all to keep over there. Because it's just not a healthy relationship. Sounds exhausting if you get me. But, yeah. When I saw that, I really felt for the girl. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was really the gentleman's fault because he could have just went ahead and asked her out. Like, all of those problems could have been avoided. I will take a no, you see what I'm saying, over all that hell that comes out with trying to get a yes. See what I'm just being honest with you. And there's truth to that sort of scenario. Whew, but I mean, all in all, that was a good movie. And if you ever get a chance to watch it, I highly recommend doing it now. But that is definitely a 5 out of 5. It was pretty good. Creep factor was all in play. And, you know, it seemed like things were kind of cliche, but it wasn't. You know, it was refreshing. It was new. And I really want more episodes of it. Not to mention, I went ahead searching for, like, a certain anthology series that came out years ago. And it was HBO's, you know, funny enough, HBO Max has been going through a lot of things lately. What with the potential sale of Warner Brothers, which didn't happen, thank God. And also, like, the potential sale of that, in addition to, like, changing its name over and over again. Doesn't know whether to be Max, it doesn't know whether to be HBO Max. You know, you get it, you see it. But the idea is, this series was made by HBO a long time ago, and it was called The Hitchhiker. And you see, The Hitchhiker was an anthology series that ran for, like, 3 years, each one having specific twists and turns and everything. And, you know, you can actually catch it in places online. I won't say exactly where, but you can catch it in places online. And not to mention, each one is really well done. You know what I'm saying? Like, true to form, it's kind of like a break from Tales of the Crypt, in addition to The Outer Limits, with a hint of Twilight Zone. And, well, actually, you can throw some Tales from the Dark Side in there, too. Because all of that stuff is all rolled into one. And it's well played out. And not to mention, you're seeing it from the hitchhiker's eyes, because he does appear in the show sometimes, but he also tells you the story, wraps up the story, and it's just a well-done series. So, like, if you ever see it, you know, definitely check it out. It's called The Hitchhiker HBO series. You know, do what you do. Just letting you know. Don't want to give too much away, because you never know who's listening. You know? Speaking of which, I want a lot of y'all to be careful about tomorrow. Tomorrow is the No Kings protest, and I'm all for it, by the way. But like I said before, just be careful. Keep your head on a swivel. Take care of yourself. You know, just take care of yourself. All right, and speaking of certain things, isn't it amazing how, like, a lot of the real-life horrors are coming together for us these days? Have you ever seen, like, Let's see. Of course you have. You've seen Terminator before. All that stuff about AI and everything. Well, you know, this big giant push for all this kind of stuff is getting kind of weird. Like I said in the cold open earlier, the fact that they want us to be online all the time, and then, you know, the metaverse, and us having not only a place to work digitally and virtually, but a place for us to spend money digitally and all this other kind of stuff digitally. Everything is digital, but I'm sitting there thinking this, the ramifications of things going wrong, the ramification of us being sold out on a dream is high. And after a while, are people going to be aware of like what is reality and what is not reality anymore? You know, and the more they keep pushing that kind of...
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Steph, how about us taking care of our physical bodies, too? Because you can't live in cyberspace. No matter how many times people terminally online try to do it, you just can't do it. You know what I mean? And even then, it's never a good thing to 100% live on the stuff. Like, you know, all those mental illness issues and everything, and I hate to say, you know, by being accessible, it's a wonderful thing when you use it the right way. But then there are people out there who don't have the best intentions in mind. So when they run around doing this stuff, you know, they don't really check in those ramifications much. And you got more and more people acting a certain way when technology doesn't work, or when too much technology is not good for your eyes, or when, like, you know, certain things just aren't healthy for you. It's kind of like when they said something about Elon Musk trying to chip people and stuff like that with the Neuralink. It's not Neuro. It's Neura, what he's got going on. And I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, like, at the end of the day, we were fine with the login and stuff that we had, you know. But, you know, you got different ways of logging in nowadays. And, of course, you know, nowadays they done made the law where your face and any biometric you use to actually access your stuff is not protected by the Constitution. You see, our Constitution is strong, but it's not where it needs to be on the level right now to protect us technological-wise. They ain't count on all of this digital spacing, and when you got certain elitist jerks out there that want to go ahead and try to put us down in a certain way or try to control what we do based on our interests, based on anything, you know, there's a lot of fear in that, and you got to watch yourself, because while you might not have your best interests in mind, they might not have your best interests in mind, most definitely. It's like a duel with the devil almost, you know? Like, yeah, sure, you get all of this stuff, but at what cost? You get to do all of this accessing on all of this instant gratification and data pointing and statistics, research, and more, but at what point? And then there's a point where, you know, you might accidentally make your, you know, privacy a thing in the past, which in a way we kind of did, and then you make all of the invasiveness legal. And then there comes a point where, you know, your idea might not be your idea anymore. The point where the art that you drew and stuff like that, now you have to fight to prove that it was your art even more, because there's some jackass that wrote in a prompt that tries to do the same thing. And all these other fears that come into play. And you see, the thing about these fears that come into play, I'm not trying to let you know that it's the end is nigh, but I'm telling you to be aware of yourself. And I'm telling you, like, if you can stand up and fight against data centers, and if you can actually practice self-control in new technology or big tech, Now's a good time to work on that. Now's a good time to just go ahead and look at him and say, I'm not dealing with this crap. And you see, the one thing about it is that brought this on is all these data centers that are being built across the country. Some of them are in areas that have used to have clean water, used to be wonderful places. But now they require a lot of energy and a lot of distribution to be used. They can really torment environment and cause environmental change, among other stuff. And you know, the funny thing about it is people are still arguing about the environment to this day, and like who's ruining it, who is trying to cause more problems around on it, and it's just like improper use of it. And see, that stuff is affecting our water. You understand what I'm saying? Like, when that stuff affects our water, that's something to be questionable about, because water is the element of life. You know? Now, you can go ahead and say seawater and all that stuff, but a lot of our food lives in seawater. So, again, you got to really think about how this stuff affects you in the ecosystem that's around you, because one way or another, we're a part of this ecosystem. And you know what? We ain't give a damn about it in, like, what, the last... I want to say about the last, 15 years or so, you know, because all the stuff that's still going on, and then not to mention, like, any of the things to protect nature has been rolled back in this weird regime, which is led by a paranoid, schizophrenic 80-year-old man. And I'm just letting you know, all of that crazy stuff is come to light, man. And it's one of them things that you got to think about. It's like, how much is enough? I mean, wearables, okay. Because you can take the wearables off. I mean, logging in and dealing with your virtual workplace and stuff, fine. Whatever. But to be online all the time, and to be always dealing with that stuff 24/7, no breaks, none of that kind of stuff, it seems like. Because they're not trying to tell you to take a break or anything. You know what I mean? If it wasn't ethical and people didn't make it a prime concern, you know, you probably wouldn't be seeing certain warnings coming up to tell you to take a break. They would happily leave your ass online just to prove that point. And then not to mention, like, you know, thought-based material. Like now they have these things that can read our thoughts, think of our thoughts and stuff. Now, that I have a problem with, because that is, like, the last area where things should be private. Because you never know what the hell goes on in something's mind. And in some cases, you don't really want to know what goes on in somebody's mind. Like, take an example of this. I don't want to know what the hell goes on in Alan's mind. I really don't want to. Matter of fact, like, whenever he shows up to say some stuff, I usually say, hey, man, keep shit to yourself. I don't know. Maybe, shoot, I don't know. Maybe my behavior probably put that young man on the path to villainy. I don't know. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like the same with, you know, my dates and all that kind of stuff. Like, some of those ladies say some weird things, too. And it's like, ooh, what the hell is up living up there? It needs to go away. I mean, you probably got brain worms like that health secretary does. You know, among other things. But like I say, the mind can be a very dark place. And the thing about it is, have you not seen Minority Report, where all sorts of situations went wrong? And then you come find out the system was perfect, but the conspiracy that generates it will happily use it against you if they are able to. You see, as I bring up a lot of this technical horror and stuff like that, it's the fact that, you know, these tech bros and these major companies are doing this stuff without slowing down. Like, you know, some people have it where, like, of a Jurassic Park, you know, it's that, you know, you could, but you didn't think that you should. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of that stuff should have been left behind and everything. Or, like, how people are championing AI and stuff, and they don't care about the ramification costs. And keep in mind, I say they don't care about it. But, I mean, there's also some people that don't know, necessarily. But, at the same time, you gotta make sure, like, you let them know exactly why this is a cost, why this is a big deal, how this could really affect other people. And it's like, I like the idea that technology is moving. I really do. But I also know the world I live in, and I also know that there's a lot of other crazy stuff. Like, you can't even drive up and down the road or on any of these freeways and bypasses anymore without one of these towers that are tracking you. And they track your car, they track you, they track everything, and they follow it all across the country. Not giving a damn about privacy, obviously. And of course they're going to talk about like how it benefits America and stuff like that. Oh yeah, yeah, we're catching more criminals. We're catching more crooks doing this sort of thing. Yeah, we know where you're going to be at and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there are ways where that technology with the best intentions can be used in the wrong hands. That's scary enough. And then of course, you know, that Palantir nonsense. Any of this stuff that's going on right now, you have every right to be, like, very, very taken aback. Because those dystopian things, and these are ran by people in power who believe that they should have all this control over you, me, or anybody else, just to prove a point that they can do whatever they want to do with their money and stuff, and it's all about how much the cost is to you. I mean, you see it a lot in horror films. You see it a lot in, you know, technical horror films or, like, you know, cyber thrillers and stuff like that. You see this stuff often, and somehow there's a group of people out there attempting or getting close to making it real. That's really a lot to think about. I see, I always think about, like, responsibility. I always think about user responsibility. All that stuff that goes on social media could have been avoided by a few things of user responsibility. But you see, they already got you sold because they know what you like. They're going to try to use you against you. And at the end of the day, any sort of changes you try to make and stuff like that, like, well, I'm going to use it less. Okay, well, if you do, make sure you don't buy anything from Amazon. But you already used DoorDash, didn't you? So who's to say that person is not being tracked all the way to your spot or any of that kind of stuff? All of those things are real. And you know what? You still got to live with it, especially if you're young. And God knows how many people have been watching you in your most intimate moments, in your most would-be private moments. You know, like a long time ago, being in the bathroom. That, people didn't need to know that, but now they do. Scary, isn't it? Well, anyway, I'm going to pull something out of the vault, which talks about Do You Like, which is a classic J360 nightmare tale, but we're going to listen to it right now. So, fire it up.
Monster Fest.
I'm your host, J-Man, of course. You are browsing on your computer one evening. You're supposed to be working on a project, but instead, you're trawling through social media posts. Suddenly, a pop-up window appears with a cryptic question,
"Do you like?"
You assume it's an advert and close the window. You try to get back to what you were doing, but the same question keeps popping up. Then you hear a child's voice saying,
"Do you like?"
Thinking it must be some kind of computer virus, and as the voice becomes more and more insistent and aggressive, you try to ignore it. Then the screen turns red and the same pop-up window asks you again,
"Do you like the red one?"
Then you remember you heard of this happening to other people, and the memory makes your blood run cold. A list of names appear on the screen, a list of victims, all of whom were found in a room painted red with their own blood. You're scared, but you can't help but click through it. The last name is yours, and you hear a noise behind it. Damn, that was weird.
J360 Radio!
I got a million of them, folks. But you know, like I say though, I really wanted to go ahead and let you guys know about a few things. And I wanted to tell you some real-time stories here. And while we're on the fest, we still got plenty of more things to bring your way. I do have some reviews to toss to you all about the next films that are coming up. And then not to mention, I am about done with this... With these college courses, so I'll be able to keep things moving smooth, of course. And by the way, if you like what I do, check out the Ko-fi.com/J360Productions page for more J360 Productions content. That is your connection to everything J360. And you know, you can also tip and donate to us increments of anything from $5, $10, $15, or $20. Or you can subscribe to the Ko-fi page for $5 a month and get the same content and a hell of a lot more, you know, free with your membership. And then plenty of behind the scenes and stuff that will never be seen here on the public airwaves of J360 Productions. It's an elite club, if you will. But yeah, you know, I just wanted to go ahead and bring up all this stuff to your attention and everything. Because, you know, this is the future. And it's full of techno horror. And not to mention... Jams, by the way. J360 Jams 124 is coming next Friday. And you have plenty of time to turn in tracks if you would like to. Now, the way of submitting tracks is you'll need two tracks and a link that best sells you. That link could be a Spotify, SoundCloud. I prefer Bandcamp, but I know like everybody has different sources and different areas for their music. It could be a YouTube. It could be whichever best helps sell you. And I need you to compile that into a package, and I need you to send it to me by next Thursday. Because all submission considerations are due the Thursday before a Jams premiere. Alright? So now that we got that whole thing taken care of, oh, which by the way, deadline time is 5 p.m. Eastern or 9 p.m. UTC. For all of my global people out there. So I just figured I'd let you all know about that. I gotta get on moving and stuff. Yeah, yeah, a little on the short side, but you can take it, though. I'll be back soon enough. Well, as far as I know. But anyway, you guys take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Enjoy the rest of Monster Fest. Peace.